putting the power of conversation in Miller's hands. You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Telling the world of the crimes that Bill and Hillary Clinton are responsible for in Haiti, and we are telling the American people that the over 32,000 emails that Hillary Clinton said she deleted have evidence of the crimes they've committed.
The Clintons have a long history with the Black Republic of Haiti. In January of 2010, after 220,000 Haitians were decimated in an earthquake, the world responded by pouring in $13 billion in donations.
And a year after the quake, Red Cross CEO Gail McGovern announced plans to create, quote, brand new communities.
The Haitian people has not seen not even 2% of that money.
2%?
Nothing was done in Haiti.
After the Clintons descended on Haiti like vultures and the Laura Silsby abduction of 33 Haitian children unfolded,
we already know that some of these children still have parents because an elder girl might be 8 or 9 years old told us crying, I'm not an orphan, I do have my parents.
You can't just pick up a child and walk out of the country with a child, clearly, no matter what your best intentions are.
Of course, Haiti is currently run by a Freemason cannibal dubbed Barbecue because of his penchant for torching his enemies.
Jimmy Chirizia is a former policeman. He's under sanctions from the UK for his actions here, but he does remain one of the most powerful people in Haiti today, and he doesn't like being interrupted.
This is the Guatemalan and Salvadoran consulates being ransacked. Hospitals have been too. In most of the capital, it's not the police in control, but Haiti's ultra-violent gangs.
This is the Haiti we have all come to know and love.
While we were in Haiti, we offered Haitians their own version of Make America Great Again hats. It's a hat that says Haiti is great already. We offered it to them, and they were quite happy to have it.
Who's heard of Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Can you translate? Donald Trump was on television.
Donald Trump était en télévision.
And then a bunch of grown-ups got drunk.
Et puis un pire grand monde sou.
And they made him president.
Et puis on fait le président.
After the Clintons had their way with Haiti, manipulating its economy in the 1990s and then plundering the millions in aid money the world gave the survivors of the 2010 earthquake, it has been a slippery slope.
So where did the money go?
Well, the Clintons' first act was to provide what they claimed were hurricane-proof emergency trailers, which they say could also have been used to school the island's children. Didn't turn out too well.
Two more bodies, a man and a woman shot as they rode a motorcycle. Nobody knows why any of these murders are happening. We see the dead every day.
Under the umbrella of the Biden administration, total chaos has been unleashed.
Even as the international community gets behind a new Haiti-led transition plan to end the gang uprising.
President Biden's reaction? Send the survivors that make it out to Guantanamo Bay and then flood Florida with them.
What are we doing to prepare for that wave and to ensure that these people are not paroled into the United States as the administration has done with people on the southern border?
But these aren't your average refugees. These refugees bring the Democrats' normalization of cannibalism to our shores as well, because the most ingenious way to reduce the population is to have that population eat itself.
So they're saying that they can take tissue and muscle from celebrities and mix it with animal meat and some other things and grow actual meats out of it in a lab.
If the person okayed it, I would eat a human. If you were at a very fancy restaurant and they were like a tiny piece of human meat.
No. I think the only way
you wouldn't try a tiny bite?
No.
Really?
Absolutely not.
A man is in custody after a witness said he was eating a detached leg. You heard that right. Kern County Sheriff's Office tells us that that detached leg came from a person hit by a train in this area this morning.
For airborne states, we did chop human being meats.
And Biden adds, furthermore, have them bankrupt the blue cities and then have them all shipped to red states.
Plus, Vol DHS sent this official notice.
Shop
supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the American Journal, keeping the American spirit alive with InfoWars.com. Support us, won't you, at InfoWarsStore.com. This headquarters of Americana, truth, justice, freedom, liberty, individuality, the American way, capitalism. All of the things that have brought us prosperity and peace that are systematically being taken away from us through a variety of highly sophisticated psychological tactics. I'm going to be taking your calls this last hour. Give us a call. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. And we'll take your calls. But I still have a lot of stories. I mean, so many stories to cover. And we're going to talk about Haiti here. We're going to talk about the Haitian migrants. We're going to talk about the eating of cats. We're going to do it. But I'm going to try to break down the psychological mechanisms at work here, what the people in power are doing, what this cycle that we're in leads to. I think we'll start with this story from The Intercept, because just like happened when Donald Trump was reported to have called Haiti a S-hole country, as we just saw in that video by John Bound, which you can find and share at band.video, of course. You have people like Conan O'Brien and others going to prove what a wonderful place Haiti really is, as if, you know, the impetus to call Haiti an S-hole country, to deplore the conditions and situation of Haiti, somehow just born from some senseless hate. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. They just want this program to continue. They want this program to continue. They are deliberately placing incompatible cultures, like immigrants from incompatible cultures, in red states specifically, Ohio and other places in particular, for the, you know, political advantage that gives them in these places, and as a deliberate attack against the culture and people that live there now. And so what they're saying in response to the outrage of cats and geese and ducks and dogs being eaten by the voodoo practitioners that are being imported, they just want you to shut up about it. Like, it's not that you're wrong. It's not that you're actually saying this because you have some baseless hate. It's the same tactic they take over and over again. I really don't even need to explain it to you. Just look at what happened during, like, COVID, where it was like, oh, this disease came from China, and they somehow transmogrify that into, you hate Asian people, and so you're using this to smear them? It doesn't make any sense. No, it came from China. What are you talking about? The Intercept has this article, America's racist, xenophobic, and highly specific fear of Haiti. They say it took Trump less than 5 minutes. When answering the debate's first question, which was about the economy, Trump mentioned Springfield during a racist tirade about immigrants, quote, pouring into our country from prisons and jails, from mental institutions, who threatened to take American jobs, calling for their deportation. Later in the debate, when asked about putting more agents on the border, Trump repeated the baseless claims that Haitian immigrants in Springfield were, quote, eating the dogs, they're eating the cats. And they're just like, we were stunned. We were stunned at these baseless accusations. Now, even in their attempts to discredit these claims, they accidentally prove the claims. And I'll show you that on the other side. But let's talk about Haiti. Let's look at Haiti. Let's see if there's any specific reason to be concerned about Haiti. It's not fear. It's not xenophobia. It's a knowledge of history and reality and economy and environmentalism. Let's go to a video not produced by one of us far right political activists, but just your normal news report, in this case, covering what has happened in Haiti as the Haitians have systematically eliminated forests in their country to the point where they can't even regrow. And this was one of my first statements on Haiti, because it's what I think of every time I think of Haiti, the pictures of the border between the Dominican Republic and Haiti. And it is a clear delineation along the border where on one side it is barren and dead, and on the other side it's vibrant and verdant and the Dominican Republic. Because the people of Haiti have utterly eviscerated life on their own island. And that's not a good thing. Call me racist, call me xenophobic. I don't want our country to look like this country. Let's go to clip number 11 now.
The UN's humanitarian coordinator in Haiti has seen the most troubled environmental spots on the planet, but says Haiti's uniquely horrible. With only 2% of its trees remaining and 36 tons of topsoil, trash, and other debris washed into the Caribbean each year. And all this environmental damage is doing great economic damage to the island nation.
It means that every year, people become even poorer, despite the effort, if you want, from the international community, their own effort, you know. They slide further down.
Many say they have no choice. Hacking down the trees is their only way to survive, even though they know it's killing Haiti's environment. Marcellus Luis is typical that way.
The land is mine, and I have no other means.
The trees are burned into charcoal and used for cooking and to heat homes. In Haiti, gas stoves are too expensive and electricity a luxury. Black charcoal is everywhere, sent into markets to fuel family shacks, roadside snack bars, and primitive restaurants. While millions create homes from trash and where sewage and food mix freely, environmental concerns are the realm of the privileged, foreigners, or workers. Everyone else is trying to survive. Georges Worley has watched the destruction of Haiti's environment for decades. He says that the Haiti of today is far from the beautiful green island he remembers.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Is there anything left to save in Haiti? Or has it already been raped and killed and put to rest environmentally?
We still have the people. And that's the challenge we have to confront right now.
But people, of course, cannot stand in the way of nature or stop mudslides that bury entire communities. No trees means those mudslides are nearly guaranteed when it rains here, and entire cities are vulnerable during hurricane season. Nearly half a year after four storms leveled one of Haiti's largest cities, Gonaïve, people are still digging out as the UN coordinates relief efforts. The environmental damage extends to the sea as well. Haiti's coral reefs and marine life, once some of the most beautiful anywhere, are now devastated, pushing feeding fish away from fishermen.
Really didn't take that long. Only took about a generation or two to devolve into a country-sized trash pile. Again, it's so funny that they're like, America's racist, xenophobic, and highly specific fear of Haiti. Why Haiti specifically? And then you watch an old news report, and they're just like, according to the UN environmentalist, Haiti is, quote, uniquely horrible. But they're gonna pretend, they want to pretend that it's all racism, I guess. I mean, literally in this article, they're like, it all dates back to the time of slavery. It's like, oh, really? When all the slaves in Haiti rose up and did a giant voodoo ritual and then killed every single white or mixed person on the island in an act of complete genocide, just utterly horrific, devastating violence that set them on the course of total failure that we're seeing now, where everybody in the country is desperately trying to flee. It's insane. And again, they just say these words like baseless as if they mean something. I mean, they do mean something, but not the thing that they're claiming. They're very based, actually. They have a very strong base in reality in the observation of the people in the town. In fact, the people of Springfield, Ohio are so fed up with their treatment. Springfield residents have moved to recall entire city council amid Haitian invasion. The beleaguered residents of Springfield, Ohio have launched a petition to recall the entire city commission over their poor handling of the Haitian migrant crisis. And of course, we covered yesterday the fact that the Ohio governor is now sending $2.5 million extra dollars in funds, as well as deploying the National Guard to Springfield to deal with the issue, which I forgot to mention is, of course, the typical problem reaction solution paradigm where they import people against your will. These people cause trouble. Oh, suddenly you have to live in a police state. Oops, oopsie daisy. Wow, crime's really out of control, huh? I guess we have to have National Guard patrolling the streets now. Gee, it looks like now we have to live in a criminal society because we refuse to keep out or punish the actual criminals. It's really very simple. And we'll get into the propaganda attempting to distract from Haiti here in just a second. But before we do that, I want to go to a video of a activist who works with the homeless in Springfield talking about the crisis in Springfield, the deliberate disenfranchisement of the citizens there in favor of globally sourced scab workers. My favorite new phrase, globally sourced scab workers from Haiti who have their entire lives subsidized by the federal government to the disadvantage of the people who have lived and worked in Springfield for their entire lives. Let's go now to clip number 20.
You know, the homeless problem. I don't know of a single homeless Haitian in this town because they all got vouchers. But I can show you a whole bunch of people that have been displaced because I'm that guy. Rob, you know, for 25 years I've worked with the homeless in this community. You know, a lot of people don't know because I'm not the guy out there blowing the horn. Because it ain't about me. It's the Jesus in me that goes out there and does it. Trust me, there's days I'm tired. But I'll get into homeless camps that nobody in a suit and tie will walk into. None. They trust me because I've never let them down. You know, and guys, if you don't think it's here right now, in October, we are getting ready to hit a wall here. There is not any relief for the homeless. The homeless people in this community are not the people you think they are. The squatters that aren't happening. It's not there. There's veterans. Come see me. I'm not real hard to find. Ask anybody on the street. They'll tell you how to get a hold of me. I'll take you there. And no, they don't want your toothpaste and your peanut butter sandwiches. They want you to come up with a solution to why they're displaced. Why they lived in a house, I personally know, and I'll testify under oath, my hand to God, somebody that lost their house. They were there 7 years. The landlord said, hey, I need you to move out, find a temporary place. I'm going to remodel it, and then you can come back.
Thank you,
Baron. It was a lie. They moved him out, tripled the rent.
Thank you.
Follow
thank you for
the
speaking.
Money.
Moved him out, tripled the rent. Again, I don't want to repeat myself day after day, but from the beginning of this crisis, it's been obvious that the money is there. The people are there. If the will was there, all of this stuff could have been done for the people of Springfield, Ohio. Instead, the people of Springfield, Ohio are not only not given the benefits handed out like Christmas gifts to the new imports, they're being disadvantaged. Their insurance rates are going up. Their rent is skyrocketing, tripling, as that guy pointed out. They are being squeezed and juiced until they're just a husk, while the Haitians are receiving millions, if not billions, of dollars of subsidies taken from the people whose lives are now infinitely more expensive, less safe, less comfortable. I mean, it just goes on and on. And the fact is, people in power and the people in the mainstream media genuinely don't care about the suffering of the people of Springfield. They just don't care. And even in their articles where they try to associate concern with your neighborhood descending into voodoo ritual chaos, they can't help but lay out a timeline that shows how just normal and natural this reaction has been. Okay, so NBC News has multiple articles saying, basically insinuating that if you care about the fact that a small American town left destitute by the geopolitical policies of America over the last several decades, that has been systematically disenfranchised and economically destroyed, being flooded with Haitians who are eating the cats and dogs and ducks from the park. But you're a Nazi. You're a neo-Nazi. This is obviously absurd. And could, the outcome of this could run counter to their intentions. And they have stories like far-right origin of false pet eating claims on their morning rundown. How a fringe claim about immigrants eating the pets made its way to the debate stage. They, of course, call this baseless, saying this week was probably the first time any people were introduced to the rumor, the baseless claim already thriving on right-wing corners of the internet. The origin of the rumor is difficult to pinpoint, but in June, people in local Facebook groups began posting about Haitian children chasing ducks and geese. Over the next few weeks, the complaints, without evidence, they say, which is just insane. No, that is evidence. That is somebody saying I saw something is evidence. What do you think witnesses are presenting in the courtroom? It's called evidence. It's called testimony. It's not physical evidence. It's not DNA evidence. It's evidence. It's so absurd. Okay. They say the complaints got darker, with some complaining that perhaps the bird were being eaten by their immigrant neighbors. And they go on to say, last month, a national neo-Nazi group called Blood Tribe began stoking racist rumors, and things snowballed. An absurd interpretation. But even in their own absurd interpretation, the timeline is there to tell you what's actually happening. And it sounds like a horror movie, right? It's like, at the beginning of the year, rumors started to crop up on Facebook groups. Where'd all the ducks go? What's happening? Could it be these people? And like slowly but surely the awareness comes about and it's like, I saw them chasing ducks and now they're gone. Where could they have gone? You don't think they're eating them, are they? Like, it's a Facebook group. It wasn't the Blood Tribe. So I don't know if I need to tell you this. A neo-Nazi group called Blood Tribe is not to be found at Facebook.com, right? So this is a neighborhood group of normal people on Facebook posting about their personal experiences and observations. Okay. Oh, it's kind of hard to pinpoint where this rumor started. Well, it started with the people in the town noticing things happening and talking about it with their neighbors. You admit that right here. I mean, what do you mean it's hard to find out where these rumors are? It came from the people on the ground noticing things and talking about it. And I don't know. I mean, they want people to think that this is somehow this thing happening that people are discussing because some group called Blood Tribe that nobody's ever heard of talks about it. Therefore, it's a neo-Nazi talking point. Or maybe you come up with the alternative conclusion. Maybe the people in Springfield that are like, my town is being forcibly changed. My vote is being diluted. My cat is being eaten. And my child doesn't understand the students at her school anymore. And gee, the only people that seem to care are Blood Tribe. Gee, does Blood Tribe have any solutions for us? I don't know. Blood Tribe seems to be the only one speaking out for me, the suffering innocent person. Can Blood Tribe explain how we got here? Because the mainstream media sure as hell doesn't give a damn about you. The politicians sure as hell don't give a damn about you. Blood Tribe seems to actually care. Is that the intention of your article, NBC? Pointing out that the only people who seem to care about the American people are some neo-Nazi group called Blood Tribe. And of course, nobody's ever heard of Blood Tribe. I've never heard of Blood Tribe. Who cares about Blood Tribe? All of this really came about, as I've said since the beginning, as we reported on the first day that this stuff really broke, most of the impetus behind this was from an account called Captive Dreamer 7. Maybe he's a member of Blood Tribe. I don't know. But all he was doing was posting firsthand accounts from the Facebook group of Springfield, Ohio, onto Twitter for a wider audience. That guy's in Blood Tribe? Is he? So yeah, folks, if you care about this stuff, if you care about your fellow Americans being evicted from their houses so some Haitian immigrant can be moved in as a globally sourced scab worker, I guess you're a neo-Nazi and should probably join Blood Tribe. It's insane. I guess the city of Springfield owes a debt of gratitude to Blood Tribe. That's the message I'm getting from this. Gosh, nobody would know about the trouble that they were in except for, you know, these activists in Blood Tribe. But no, they're trying to say that if you care about this, if you talk about this, if you express the concerns of your self or neighbors, you must be a neo-Nazi. You probably want to kill all the Jews. That's why you're talking about the ducks being eaten at the park. It's probably because you're Hitler and you want a genocide. Again, I don't know if this is going to work, guys. I don't know if you've really thought this through, mainstream media, because the more you try to discredit this, the more evidence it gets put up, and I'm not going to show you, and I don't suggest you go watch the videos that are being posted these days, but if you've ever wanted to see a man eating a live cat, well, search Haiti on X. Let's go out to your calls now. We've got Tony from Texas who's called in about the Haitians. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, we have to remember these Haitians are just doing jobs that Americans won't do. They actually took the job of animal control to another level. See, their dog pounds have butcher shops in the back, and their motto is, we don't adopt them, we eat them.
Oh, no. Hey, we can, you know, maybe you got something going here. I mean, it's sort of wasteful to just, you know, put down dogs at the pound. I mean, there's some good meat. Put that furry little friend in a pot. You got a stew going. It's disgusting, Tony. But yeah. So what do we do here, Tony? Well, I mean, hey, what is this?
Hey, Harrison? Have you seen the Haitian Mr. Rogers show?
No, I'm scared.
Well, in the beginning of the show, he always says, "Hey kids, cats are yummy. Can you say?" Or, hey kids, can you say cats are yummy? I knew you could, man. I got it right.
Yeah, you got something right. Thank you very much for the call, Tony. Yeah, I've seen, I mean, the memes about this, you know, it's just like Big Bird goes missing on Sesame Street when the Haitians show up. It's one of these things, it's just simultaneously, you got to laugh at it. You got to mock it. We got to, you know, not treat this like something that we have to have respect for, eating cats or doing them, you know, killing them in voodoo rituals. This is like disgusting vampiric madness. We have to reject it. It's demoniac. It is of demons. So we have to reject it. Mocking it is one way to do that. Telling the truth about it's another way to do that. I think J.D. Vance had the best response still to this day, anything anybody said about the Haitians, when he just said, you didn't talk about it until we memed it. So if we got to keep memeing it for you to talk about it, that's what we're going to do. It's the mainstream media's fault. This has become such a big deal.
I do believe that we have a trifecta pandemic going on. We have monkeypox, of course, that they say it's coming. We have COVID, like the flirt virus of COVID right now. It's everywhere. People are calling me. People are getting sick. COVID, flu, bird flu and all these other ones that they are talking about, those are RNA viruses. And because they are RNA viruses, they are sensitive to zinc. So zinc needs quercetin to enter the cell. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID lung symptoms, and possibly die. So please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. People call me to get them out of the hospital. And once you're in the hospital, we cannot help you. And also, with the hydroxychloroquine too, you can also get the zinc and quercetin. So my advice for people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children, because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the trifecta family pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We have physicians licensed in, we have physicians that can prescribe in all 50 states, and we have pharmacies that will ship to all 50 states. So please, before something gets really crazy, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For monkeypox, bird flu, like I call the trifecta, pox, bird flu, and COVID. If you get pox defense and Covivites, that should help you. We have it on our website. If you also get, for you know, some people take Covilite. Covilite is like our bestseller. I love it. I take it every day. If you get Covilite and pox defense, these two should be able to cover all the viruses. If you're taking Covivites, this is all you need. If you're the person that takes Covilite, you just need Covilite and this. This should be able to cover, because it has quercetin, it has zinc, it has vitamin D, it has everything that you need to build your immunity. That is my cry. Don't wait till you get sick. We have a slew of other vitamins and everything on our website. We have medicinal herbs that can help deal with all kinds of stuff. So my job right now to the American people is to make sure that you're prepared, you're medically prepared. I've been saying it for a while that we're going to have a disruptive event, and it's coming. If you notice, these globalists, they want their agenda 2030. It's on track, or in their mind, it's on track. They want by 2025 for all of us to be digitalized. I said it from the beginning in 2020 that COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine. And the vaccine is Trojan horse. It's a Trojan horse for transhumanism, population control, genetic modification. I've said that over and over. And I think that right now in 2024, patriots, listen to me. Everybody should be aware of this. Like I said, if you can get quercetin, if you can get hydroxychloroquine, if you can get ivermectin from your doctor or from wherever, I am pretty much good with it. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
We've got your phone calls again here in the final two segments of today's show. I want to remind you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support what we do here. You're getting 25% off Bodies, the incredible turmeric supplement. I think I need some. I need to stretch or something. I slept very well last night. I'm feeling a little sore myself. And Bodies is an incredibly powerful supplement with the curcuminoids at the highest percentage that you can find on the market. I don't even know if there's another supplement as powerful as Bodies. And I know personally how well it works. Find out for yourself what it can do for you at InfoWarsStore.com today. You're also getting 40% off the vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips, I believe. So really, really fantastic stuff, of course. And it funds us, and it's the only way that we get funds. So if you want us on air, combating the lies, disinformation, psychological terrorism of the mainstream media, and you got to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just give you a few headlines here that you can find at InfoWars.com. Former top Clinton advisor calls on ABC to launch internal probe into whether debate was rigged. And there was rumors about this. I don't believe as of yet the statement has been made public, but there have been rumors and hints that a whistleblower inside ABC is drafted an affidavit
saying that the questions were given to Kamala Harris ahead of time and that ABC News promised the Kamala Harris campaign that they would fact check Trump and not fact checked her. Again, this is just rumor so far, but apparently there's an affidavit being drawn up, and at that point, I think they'll be under penalty of perjury and will be fairly trustworthy. And of course, we noticed this in our own interpretation of the debate. Kamala Harris was very quick and very concise and very well prepared for the questions posed by the moderators, but when it came to a response to Trump, she was a little bit shakier, meaning maybe she had foreknowledge of the questions that would be asked, much in the same way that the questions were shared to Hillary Clinton back in 2016. Mark Penn, a former advisor to Bill and Hillary Clinton, called Thursday for ABC to launch a formal internal investigation into its news division's planning and execution of this week's presidential debate to determine if there was some effort at rigging the outcome of the debate. ABC News came under significant bipartisan criticism because the moderators fact-checked some of Donald Trump's statements, but not single pushback to any made by Kamala Harris. And again, there's rumors that an ABC whistleblower has the dirt on this and will be coming out with it soon. Meanwhile, also from Infowars.com, WEF admits COVID was a test of public obedience to the new globalist world order. This is from the WEF website on their page called My Carbon, where they make the pitch for the 15-minute smart cities. On the page, the WEF shows its hand about what COVID was really designed to do, where they say, quote, COVID-19 was the test of society responsibility, the WEF openly admits. Quote, a huge number of unimaginable restrictions for public health were adopted by billions of citizens across the world. Yes, you were all good little slaves, and we ran the test, and now we've fine-tuned the algorithms, and next time it'll be even more brutal and more effective, they think. But the harder they squeeze, the more slips through their fingers. Finally, we have this. Therapy logs, video sessions for up to 1.7 million American mental patients have been leaked to the open web after data breach. Of the approximately 1,000 files personally reviewed to better understand how the data breach occurred in the first place, Fowler revealed he was able to view using only a web browser, meaning anyone can access the leaked files without any understanding of hacking. You don't have to go to the deep state. You don't have to have any expertise. Apparently, 5.3 terabytes worth of confident health, mental health data was leaked to the open web. More than 1.7 million activity logs, including psychological profiles and therapy sessions for thousands of patients, including telehealth audio and video files, were included in the link, as were patients' driver's licenses. This, of course, and apparently this came about because of a no-password-protected database, just keeping this confidential and highly personal information online, because they're gonna demand and impose a digital life for everything in your existence, up to and including your health. They just aren't going to do any of the necessary things to keep it safe from hackers because, well, you'll have no privacy and you'll be happy. With that, we go out to the phone calls. Dave in Arizona, thank you for calling in. On line one, you are going to be on the air, guys. Dave in Arizona, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Thanks, Brother Harrison. Our dystopian nightmare is here as Operation Chaos continues, right, brother?
It seems unabated so far, yes, sir.
Yeah, so my point is I'd like to commend President Trump. I think it's a sad state of affairs in our republic now, but people care more about pets and pond ducks than they do about humans. So if that's how he needs to reach people and get them on board, that's fine. We identified back in 2020 that, you know, because all these stories are inextricably linked, that we were failing the COVID test. But now we've got 100,000 fentanyl deaths annually, but people care more about their neighbor's cat Fluffy getting eaten by a Haitian when we've brought 20,000 Haitians into a community that had 40,000 people to begin with. Half of the population is now effectively being replaced. It's just ridiculous. But you know what? Whatever he can do to save our republic, because it's still one nation under God. So I appreciate the efforts, and I hope more people wake up.
I totally agree. And obviously, this just needs to be a jumping off point a beachhead for the wider discussion of what's being done to American communities. It's not, at the end of the day, about eating cats and dogs. I mean, that's, you know, spectacular, right? It's things that get people's eyes and make people question it. And it's like a symbol of what's going on. But the real story is about the deliberate dislocation of the American people, the deliberate flooding of red states with foreigners, the just lack of care that the authorities have for the well-being of our own citizens as they constantly, continuously, and insultingly support foreigners who have never contributed a single thing to our country. I get exactly your point, Dave. And I understand you want to share a Bible verse with us here before we move on to the next caller.
Yeah, if you don't mind. Yeah, Deuteronomy 28:43. Foreigners who live in your land will gain more and more power while you gradually lose yours. They will have money to lend to you, but you will have none to lend to them. In the end, they will be your rulers. As you mentioned, this is the intentional destruction by the nihilist Marxist color revolution. They want to replace us. They want to cull our whiteness out of the communities, and that's just their entire purpose in life. And I'm not sure what it is. I'm sure that, you know, the WEF leaders will all still have private security and guns, hopefully not protected by DEI people that couldn't cover President Trump's belt loops. But, you know, that's a story for another day. All intentional, sir.
It is, absolutely. And you make a good point. This is something we were talking about on Moonbase Live yesterday, my friend John, although maybe this wasn't while we were live, but, the point is, God is a nationalist. God is a nationalist. Read the Bible. God believes in nations. God believes in nations protecting themselves. God is a nationalist. That's my personal interpretation from quotes like what you just said and others in the Bible. People want to paint nationalism as a bad thing. How can it be a bad thing when the Lord of hosts and the God of the universe believes in nations and warns you against the subversion of them by foreigners? Thank you very much for the call. Dave, we'll go to Jake in Ohio quickly. We'll hold you over, Jake, because we're about to go to commercial break. But go ahead, Jake in Ohio, you're on the air.
Well, I just wanted to, point out, for the separation of church and state, you know, the church was like the mega corporation back then, you know, and they weren't trying to separate, they were trying to separate the money, not the church itself, not the belief in God and all that shit. Sorry.
All right, hold on. Yeah. I sort of disagree with you. We'll pick this up on the other side. We'll be back for our final segment. More of your phone calls and some more stories. I think it's a little more complicated than that, and it does date back to our colonial era and the various churches that were in operation in different states and the roles they played in local governments.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the info war and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this baby, you're supporting the info war and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000, and
When you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com. I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars, MD. The Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars, MD, at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
Back, folks. Perhaps the only truly free speech platform in America, InfoWars.com, band.video. Share those links, share the news while you still can, folks. We're going to go after your calls here momentarily. One thing I want to cover is about the new misinformation bills going up, not just here, not just in Europe, but around the world. Australia's latest censorship bill threatens big fines over online misinformation. This story from InfoWars.com posted earlier today. This is not about individual pieces of content. It's not about the regulator being able to act on those. It's about the platforms doing what they say they'll do, the official is quoted as saying. In other words, platforms better self-censor, the exact same sentiment among all those voluntary codes, to save the Australian government the grief of openly censoring them instead. Yes, they're outsourcing their unconstitutional policies to the private companies and threatening massive fines for not going along with it. The government explains the bill is necessary as a new crackdown on misinformation. Opponents see it as just the latest example of the government scheming to crack down on online speech. And here's where it gets crazy. So obviously they're doing this through the social media companies. They're outsourcing their censorship to them. They're threatening massive fines if they don't obey. And we've already seen the CEO of Telegram be arrested. We've seen the attacks against Elon Musk. They are very, very openly trying to intimidate, blackmail, or through whatever other means necessary to take control of the online sphere. Because, well, would we be talking about Haitians eating dogs if the old regime was still in charge of Twitter? I don't think so. I think the moment it made it to Twitter in that case, it would have been taken down and called racism and hate speech. So thank God Elon Musk is sticking by his guns and actually allowing us free speech on that platform to a greater degree than we used to. But here's where it gets crazy with this information, combating misinformation and disinformation bill in Australia. When they define serious harm that can be caused by false, misleading, or deceptive information, one of the things, they have all of the normal things, right? Gender identity, disability, nationality, et cetera, et cetera. You can't criticize any group that is a marginalized group, aka not white, straight, male, Christian men. You can't criticize them for anything. But then it gets to Article F here.
It also includes imminent harm to the Australian economy, including harm to public confidence in the banking system or financial markets. So yes, folks, they are calling information that could harm the public confidence of the banking system mis- or disinformation that must be removed, which I think means they're going full-on fascist at this point. That is a very fascist concept that they're rolling out in Australia, that if you criticize the banking system, you're causing a distrust, lack of confidence, and therefore you're a terrorist and have to be silenced. So censorship is coming, and they're putting whatever label they need to on your speech in order to silence those who speak out. Now, Jake in Ohio called in about separation of church and state. I don't think that's what you originally called in, but just quickly, you got to go back and read about the colonies before they were united and look at the way that, say, in Massachusetts, where you had very, very religious, puritanical structures in the beginning and for a long time after the founding in the 1600s, the church was the government. I mean, the head of the church was like the head of the town. The church was the town hall. The men would have to be accepted as a member of the church, not clergy, but, you know, one step up from the layman. Like your inclusion in the church was your inclusion in the society of the town. So you had that happening there. In other states, you had other denominations with their own interpretation of how included the government should be in the church or not. And so the separation of church and state was simply saying you can do whatever you want. I mean, hell, look at the Mormons in Utah, right? They go to Utah and they set up Zion and they have their own system that runs on Mormon rules and Mormon laws. And as long as they comport themselves with the laws of the United States, then it's fine. You get to do whatever you want. So it wasn't about keeping church out of the government. So, and you know, that simply, it was about saying not a single church will have greater say in the government than any other church. And that wasn't to eliminate the participation of church life in the government. It was to say you can do that on a local level. You can have whatever religion you want on the local level, but we have to have a set of laws that transcends that and applies to everybody equally and doesn't have one church's rules or I mean, you know, Massachusetts, the Puritans, I mean, they had like, I forget what they were called exactly, but like rules about the clothing you could wear, laws about who could wear a hat with a buckle on it and who could wear trousers. Like, it was pretty extreme. And they didn't want to say you can't do that anymore, but they also wanted to say you can't impose those types of rules on people that aren't your religion in a different state. So it was less about separating church from state totally and more about saying the localities can have whatever participation in the church that they want, and you can't impose that belief on other people who don't believe that. Does that make sense, Jake?
No. What I was just saying is like that, you know, because the church was all the money back then, They were just trying to get the money out of it, you know?
Okay.
And get, you know, not the belief in God, you know, they wanted to leave that.
I see.
That people had that code to live by, you know, they just wanted to get the money out.
Okay.
It just seems to be it's just the same thing that's going on today.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. But I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent because I do want to go to other calls, but I know you had an interesting comment when you first called in about Trump's statements during the debate.
Yeah, I forget what the hell it was.
Well, what you said was that he never actually mentioned the name Springfield.
Yeah,
he was very vague.
The state. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, he never mentioned that, man, and they automatically went to Ohio.
Right.
You know, like that.
Right. It's what he's like they're eating cats and dogs. And the people are like, what?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You mean in Springfield, Ohio? That's crazy. That's not happening right there in Springfield, Ohio, in this neighborhood. It's like, OK, he never mentioned Springfield.
Exactly.
You happen to know what he was talking about. Yeah. Very good. Very good point. Thank you for that call, Jake. Let's go to Aaron on line six now. Aaron from Braintree Studios, who, of course, made us our beautiful 3D printed action figures of myself and Owen and Alex. Thanks for calling in, Aaron. Good to hear from you.
Hey, man. I just wanted to kind of get your take on Jesse Ventura backing Kamala Harris, whether he's like a grifter or if he's going Joe Biden.
In a word, nonsensical. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, Jesse Ventura, this is a guy that used to go on with Alex and would talk about the jabs and the vaccine crap. And somehow he has flipped completely to the other side and is now fully endorsing the deep state. I can't make heads or tails of it, Aaron. I don't follow Jesse Ventura enough to know where his headspace is at right now. What's your take on it?
I'm blown away because, I mean, isn't he the one that did the Democrips and Rebloodlickens or whatever book that you guys were showing a while ago? It's nuts.
He used to be cool. He used to, he used to do a lot of good stuff. But who knows, man? Who knows? Maybe took one too many blows to the head during his wrestling career. I don't know, but it makes no sense. But then again, anybody supporting Kamala Harris is baffling and nonsensical to me. So I guess that fits right in. Thank you for the call, Aaron. Let's go to Space Coast in Florida. I hadn't heard the story that you called in about. Go ahead, Space Coast. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison, and thank you.
Good morning.
Yes. So I wanted to touch base, the follow-up from 9/11 anniversary the other day. There's a great video on YouTube. Catherine Austin Fitz. Also, if you could ask your producers to maybe have her back on the show.
She's awesome.
With you or Alex or Owen at some point, because she covered the other day. You go to YouTube. It's under Solari Report. The U.S. DOD has spent $20 trillion of the U.S. tax. So you'll see it there. It says Financial Rebellion on the ticker. Everybody needs to check that out and get back up to speed on the missing money that correlates with the Donald Rumsfeld announcement the day before 9/11.
The coincidences abound to Space Coast, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and thanks for covering the Ireland stories, Harrison. That's very helpful. I'm a dual citizen. My family's from there, and so I like to kind of keep up with what's going on there too, but
God, it's brutal.
This is it. We got to hold the line. We got to hold the line here, Harrison. This is it. There's nowhere else to go.
100%. And as brutal as Ireland is being treated, nowhere else in Europe gives me as much hope. I mean, with their history of resisting colonization, with their, I don't know, just the energy they have, the sort of like mentality that they have. There's something very unique and special about Ireland, and it's almost like their whole existence has been like preparing them to be the heart of the reawakening. And I really have high hopes for Ireland. I pray the Irish people can keep up the resistance against the invasion that they're under right now. And I'm like, there's no other place in Europe that I've thought about, like, man, if things pop off, I want to go like be a part of this. Cause they seem to know what's at stake, and they seem to know how to operate in this extremely dangerous environment. So God bless the Irish people. I just wish I had more time to cover it all. Folks, that's about going to do it for us. I'm sorry to our other calls we weren't able to get to, but we'll be back on Monday for more of your calls and, of course, more stories, whatever breaks over the weekend. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us, please, folks. And stay tuned for the Alex Jones Show. It begins in 90 seconds. By the way, Alex Jones went on Glenn Beck. I was just talking to Chase during one of the breaks, and Chase was like, it was the best interview Alex Jones has ever done. And it should be free on YouTube tomorrow, so watch out for that. In the meantime, be good. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.
If I'm going to keep people from uprising, I'm going to kill comms. It's the first thing you do. That's how you control chaos. When they have 50-plus senators on the left getting sat phones in case there's a crisis, you should worry about it.
Water filtration, firearms, food, that's all great. But if you don't have communications, you got to get these things. They're easy to use, but you got to start using them so you're proficient. This stuff is going to go quick. You want to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. You want to check these products out, and you want to get ready.
Listen, Ukraine, when Ukraine popped off, the phones were backed up for almost 9 months. But as soon as this thing pops off and your communication's down, you're not going to get a sat phone. At that time, it's game over.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Get your backup power generation, your solar panels. Get your house in order.
If you just do little things, and lots of us do it, many hands make light work. So, folks, you go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That way, as a sponsorship, we get support. Get the very same prices that are on the site. In fact, some cases, better deals. You can also call 941-246-2156. 941-246-2156. They've got everything in stock, including their new hottest item, the Faraday Cage bullet-resistant backpack that is so amazing, heavy-duty. This is what people need.
I can get a Garmin that's also using satellite, a bivy stick. I can get the secure phone because I want my messaging and my stuff. I don't want my phones being hacked. Also for privacy reasons, right? For the fact that I don't want my communication out there. I want my banking information protected. I want my will, trust. All these things that you save onto that phone is not hackable. You know, it's not... it's there that's being protected.
One more time, folks, you need to get prepared. He's just here talking about it because he's an expert. It's our great sponsor, one of the top sellers in the world, top in the U.S., the satellite phone company. If you go to InfoWarsPhone.com, then we get sponsorship support. Just goes right to their website, redirects there. You need it all. Get it at InfoWarsPhone.com. Steve, thank you so much for your time.